It's Monday, January 20, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vitbian. Police are treating the $1 billion Namibian diamond theft from Namib Desert Diamonds on Saturday as an inside job. Deputy Inspector General Elias Mutota confirmed that one detained suspect is a Namdia security officer. Reporting for One Africa TV, Envalde Matias says that, according to the authorities, the robbery may involve more than four suspects, and one of the arrested individuals, a former police officer, is linked to a suspect who tragically died during the heist. Beverly Kusamont is Namdia's PRO.
As this is an ongoing investigation, we encourage everyone with information that could assist in the capture of the two remaining suspects to come forward and contact the Namibian police immediately. Namdia remains steadfast in its commitment to safeguarding our staff and operations.
Watch News on One on OneAfrica.tv for free or GoTV Channel 84 or DSTV Channel 284 weeknights at 7. The Education Ministry has responded to allegations of favoritism, confirming three top students were children of staff members with a history of academic excellence. In a statement, Director Edda Bon emphasized that the exams followed strict procedures to ensure fairness and integrity.
The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, as a public office within the government of the Republic of Namibia, also wishes to inform the nation that it does not condone any form of corruption or any corruption at all or irregularities within its operations. Therefore, the ministry is open to any investigation deemed necessary by this author.
FNB First Rand Namibia Foundation donated 450,000 to assist flood-affected victims in Windhoek, focusing on rebuilding sanitation and infrastructure. The bank also praised the city of Windhoek for its swift response to the crisis. Kirsty Watermeyer, FNB's communications manager.
FNB Namibia, through its corporate social responsibility arm, the First Rand Namibia Foundation, partnered with the city of Windhoek's response team to provide sanitation facilities to households in the Havana and Ochimuze areas. And our swift response is part of our ongoing commitment to Namibia's development, and we'll continue supporting our communities in times of need.
In South Africa, the ANC says it has to be balanced when deciding whether to disband or strengthen its structures in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. The two provinces were the ANC's biggest losers at its last year's May 29 general elections. The party's spokesperson, Matlenga Bengu Motsiri, says there were other factors taken into consideration concerning the two provinces.
The situation that has to do with KwaZulu-Natal, state of the province there, politically, organizationally, and otherwise, and that of Gauteng are different. We don't have a report that suggests that disbandments have produced a negative trend consistently. We also don't have a report that suggests that reinforcements have produced either a positive or negative trend. So we've got to be very balanced.
Internationally, a Chinese state-run media outlet says China and the United States should seek more common ground and avoid strategic misjudgment. It comes just ahead of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and just ahead of his inauguration today. On the ground for us is Laura Westbrook.
Beijing's official readout of the phone call quoted Trump as saying that he was looking forward to meeting Xi as soon as possible. Trump has campaigned on a promise to impose 60% tariffs on Chinese goods, while his cabinet is made up of mainly China hawks. And that has increased uncertainties about the relationship with Beijing. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.